conservative political activist, Barnes for New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Muckraker here. This podcast is going to be about a letter I received today in the mail from the State of New Hampshire Department of Health and Human Services. This is from the director, Patricia Tilley. This is a notification saying an adult member of your household will be randomly selected to participate in a telephone health survey in the next few weeks. So if someone wants to argue that this doesn't have to do with, you know, the COVID porn narrative, wanting to start that up again, I'd really like to hear your views on that, because, you know, we've taken that federal money, which has these stipulations in it, and I'm going to lead into this, how it directs federally to what's going on. But so this letter, to continue it, this is a survey. It's going to be conducted by International, ICF International, a health research company. So it's a global company, on behalf of the New Hampshire Department of Health and Human Services. It is conducted each year and is funded in part by Federal Center for Disease Control and Prevention. I never remember receiving this letter before. ICF International interviewers will call households and will identify themselves as calling for the New Hampshire Department of Health and Human Services. The interviewer will then randomly select only one adult in your household to participate in the survey. The interview takes about 20 minutes. So it's going to take them 20 minutes to ask me whether or not I've been vaccinated for COVID-19. So I got that letter, and then, you know, I'm scrolling on Twitter a little while ago, and I come across an Epoch Times article dated February 18th, entitled, Biden Admin Negotiates Deal to Give the World Health Organization Authority Over U.S. Pandemic Policies. They're preparing to sign, the administration, a legally binding accord with the World Health Organization that would give the Geneva-based United Nations Health Agency an authority to dictate America's policies during a pandemic. So folks, guess what? They're planning the next pandemic, and they want to globally address it this time. Despite widespread criticism of the World Health Organization's response to COVID, U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Becerra joined the WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus in September 2022 to announce the U.S. World Health Organization Strategic Dialogue. I totally chopped that name up. I have no idea, but I will put this article in the podcast. These discussions and others spawned the zero draft of a pandemic treaty published on February 1st, which now seeks ratification by all 194 WHO member states. Now remember, Trump pulled out of the WHO. We were giving them something like $500 million a year. He stopped funding them. We pulled out. And one of the first things Biden did was get back into the World Health Organization, and we started funding them again. They want to see a centralized vaccine and medication-based response and a very restrictive response in terms of controlling populations. David Bell, a public health physician and former World Health Organization staffer specializing in epidemic policy, told the Epoch Times, they get to decide what is a health emergency, and they are putting in place a surveillance mechanism that will ensure that there are potential emergencies to declare. The WHO pandemic treaty is part of a two-track effort coinciding with an initiative by the World Health Assembly to create new global pandemic regulations that would also supersede the laws of member states. The World Health Assembly is the rulemaking body of the WHO, comprised of representatives from the member states. If either one of these go through, Tedros or his successor will be able to issue orders that will go all the way down the pipe to your primary care physicians. Physician Merrill Nass told the Epoch Times, if these rules go through as currently drafted, I as a doctor will be told what I am allowed to give a patient and why I am prohibited from giving a patient whenever the WHO declares a public health emergency. So they can tell you you're taking remdesivir, but you can't have hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. So circumventing Senate, the Constitution, yeah, that's what they're planning on doing. They're planning this to set this up similar to a treaty. They're arguing there are several U.S. Supreme Court decisions that may support the Biden administration's position. They include State of Missouri versus Holland, in which the Supreme Court ruled the treaty supersedes state laws, while other decisions, such as United States versus Belmont, ruled that executive agreements without Senate consent can be legally binding with the force of treaties. So, folks, we're in communism. I mean, this is the modern-day version of tagging Jewish people and preparing them for the concentration camps. It's time to stand up. It's definitely time to stop paying taxes. It's definitely time to go to your local town meetings in New Hampshire and vote everything down that they're trying to pass. And this is pretty scary, but it's just so unreal that this is happening to America and that we've gone this far. So I'm going to scroll down a little bit further in this article. This is dated February 18th, if I didn't say that, 2023. Redefining sovereignty and human rights. The zero draft of the accord states that national sovereignty remains a priority, but within limits. States have, in accordance with the Charter of the United Nations and the principles of international law, the sovereign right to determine and manage their approach to public health, the draft declares, provided that activities within their jurisdiction or control do not cause damage to their peoples in other countries. So, this is where we are today. We got Biden, $500 billion, what, I can't even keep track of what he's giving to Ukraine. I mean, it's insanity. Ukraine is where they do all the deep state money laundering globally. You know, we're getting set up globally. This is not how it's supposed to be. Each country stands on its own. In America, if we lose the freedoms in America, the freedoms of the world will be gone. So we need to really stop paying attention. And we need to not look for answers in Concord, in D.C., in whatever state house you come from. But we need to look for answers in ourselves and stand up and say enough is enough. We do not agree and we do not comply and we have had it. And we need to not give them any more money. That's it. Have a great day.